8:01 the time, Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you as part of the program today on a beautiful, sunny morning in Laguna Beach. As we do each and every Wednesday, we welcome the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services in to talk about the economy today, Laureen Gilbert. A very good morning to you, Laureen. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, sunny, clear day, isn't
yeah.
it?
And isn't that's just the perfect start to a day. You wake up and you look outside and the sun is shining. Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Right.
You know what was a good day for me is I put gas in the truck on the way in this morning, and I just noticed gas prices are falling. Why is that all of a sudden?
Well, and that's good news for consumers, right? Energy prices has been one of the things that's really hit the consumer hard with gas prices going up. And it's a, you know, supply-demand issue. It's the fact that there's such a push in the U.S. to get rid of fossil fuels. And now what's caused some of the prices to come down is releasing reserves. So we didn't, you know, the U.S. actually under the last administration actually bought up extra reserves during the pandemic, which proved to be helpful, now being able to release reserves in the U.S. And other countries are doing the same thing, Ed. And so that will push those prices down again. So that is good news for the consumer.
Okay. And you, would you expect that the release of these reserves would continue to push those prices down well into the spring and summer maybe?
Yeah, as long as they continue to kind of slowly release those reserves and try and shore up a supply for the need that we have. And the reality is, and you and I have talked about this before, while there is this big push against fossil fuels, and that needs to happen over time, it's not a quick fix. And so in the meantime, we've got to be able to meet the demand that's there and the consumers that need those energy supplies, gasoline, and consider that in the winter months, you know, the people, you know, kind of the poorest, the ones that need energy in their homes and can't afford those kinds of increases, we've got to be able to provide that for them as well. So the big concern has been over the winter, well, you know, needing the heat supply in people's homes, how is that going to affect, you know, the middle class and those, you know, needing it the most? So we need to make sure that those people are taken care of.
Okay. And turning, flipping the coin on my gasoline-driven engine, Elon Musk is doubling down on ending subsidies, and it would seem at a time when his competitors are reaping the benefits of those subsidies. Is that him trying to squash his competition?
Well, so, in a lot of ways. So, you know, Tesla benefited greatly from those subsidies. And now they put a big push into China, and yet we know that China has its own issues right now. And so, you know, he's facing a lot of headwinds, and now you have other competitors like Rivian that are going to be serious competitors alongside Tesla. So the EV market and all of the push towards EV is going to put pressure on Tesla. But the good news for Tesla is they're so much further ahead of everyone else. So even though they will have real competition, they have the fact that they've had many years of production and the ability to kind of be ahead of the curve. So, you know, Tesla's not going anywhere as a company. But, yeah, it's interesting how what benefited them, now he doesn't want for these other competitors.
Right. Okay, thank you for that. I also noticed in the same thing I was reading yesterday that American productivity fell in the third quarter by what seems to be the steepest decline since 1960. And the first thing I thought of was to ask you if it was strictly supply chain issues and the Delta variant, or was it more than that?
Yeah, you know, it's that three steps forward, two steps back in this recovery. And we're getting a lot of great data, like manufacturing, but we have points of pain still. And the supply chain issue is not ending anytime soon. We said it's going to take all of 2022 to really work those systems out. You can't completely stop the economy and then try to get it back rolling and expect everything to be like it was before. before. It takes a while. And productivity is part of that. And with, like you mentioned, the variants, Delta and now Omicron, we are going to have this kind of push-pull. That's why the markets were actually reacting over the last couple of weeks. Concerns about potentially more lockdowns, more supply chain issues, the stopping of the recovery. So as we see these kinds of numbers, we, you know, investors get concerned. What does that really mean? Our thought is that these are short-term issues that we're working through and we're going to get to the other side. We do not see a recession in sight. We see continued recovery and a continued bull market run. However, having said that, a lot more volatility around some of these pain points when we get some of these data points that aren't all rosy, right. You know, the markets tend to react.
Right. And as I was mentioning to you last week, when we first heard the news of the Omicron variant, the markets took a hit. And then just this past weekend, when there was news that, well, it is infectious, but it may not be as dangerous, on Monday morning, we saw the market leap.
Exactly. Right. And so using, you know, the way we see it is using those opportunities, using the pullbacks to, you know, buy on the dips, to enter into positions that we've been wanting to enter into. That's what we're looking at.
Okay. As we're heading into the holidays, we notice that inflation continues to, inflation is out there. It's hitting everybody. If it remains stubborn throughout the spring and moving into the summer, how do we get the American consumer to spend more on services instead of goods?
You know, that's going to be a natural progression. The focus has been on goods, and of course, that's going to continue through the holiday season. Eventually, money will be spent in other areas as well. What I will say, you know, common about inflation is that what we've heard this last week is that businesses are budgeting in the largest wage increases that we've seen in quite a long time. And so what continues to push up inflation is when you also have wage pressure. And we didn't have wage pressure over the last decade. And all of a sudden, we've got wage pressure in a meaningful and significant way. And so that is going to kind of continue that chain of inflationary pressures. Something that we've been watching is this idea of if you have sustained wage pressure, you have sustained inflation.
Okay, that makes sense. And then please stop me if you've heard this before, but market strategists are predicting that 2022 is finally going to be the year that investors choose value stocks. Do you agree with that?
We've been saying that all year long, to have a tilt towards value, not give up growth. But here's where we are. We've got the largest disparity between growth and value since 1999. Right. And we remember what happened after that. We had the dot-com bubble. Now, there's a lot of things that are different now than were then. We have real companies with real earnings now, and we had, you know, didn't have real earnings back then with a lot of those dot-com companies. So it's different than that, but the disparity is real. And there's always a reversion back to the mean. And so investors need to be looking at value as a greater part of their portfolio. We are doing that for our clients. And we think there will be this more of a rotation. Once again, not giving up all of your growth positions, but being very tactical with growth. Those companies that are innovative, those companies that are truly, looking at secular growth trends. And then value as probably over the next 5 years as an overweight.
Okay. Always sound. How do our listeners find you, Lorene?
WealthwiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
As always, thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning and for giving us sound advice. Lorene Gilbert, President and CEO of WealthWise Financial Services. Thank you, Lorene.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. 8:10 the time, Wednesday edition. Mornings with Ed.